Welcome to the Wealth Uncensored podcast, straight talk about everything that impacts your wealth. In each episode, I share what I've learned through my own experience and 2 decades of helping high net worth clients structure their affairs to minimize taxes and protect their assets for the next generation. I'll also feature special guests who are experts in their own field, sharing their knowledge and experience to help you protect what's yours. I'm your host, Jimmy Sexton. Let's dive into today's show. Welcome to our latest episode, Structuring U.S. Property Investments for Foreign High Net Worth Individuals. I'm your host, Jimmy Sexton. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the dangers of high net worth individuals investing in U.S. real estate in their own name or through a U.S. entity like an LLC or a corporation. Now, I know I've done quite a bit of content about this topic on my blog posts, on my website, and on my YouTube channel. But lately, I've seen an uptick in foreign investment in U.S. real estate. So I thought it prudent to touch base on the topic once again on the podcast, because I don't think I've done an episode on this on Wealth Uncensored before. So many high net worth individuals are bullish on the U.S. real estate market. They view it as a safe investment and a good store of value. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Time will tell. But because of this, the U.S. real estate market is a very popular investment amongst high net worth individuals. In fact, most high net worth individuals I know own property there. And based on what I'm seeing, investment activity is increasing. But one thing's for sure, if the investment's not structured properly, you're gonna get killed on taxes. So let's talk a little bit about the tax consequences of foreign investors investing in US real estate. Once I've talked about that, I'm gonna talk about some of the strategies and structures that I use to help my clients minimize the impact of these taxes that I'm gonna talk about right now. So if you're a foreign individual and you invest individually in US real estate, here's the taxes you're gonna face. First, you could face an estate tax of up to 40% of your property's value on any value over $60,000 if you die owning it, right? So that's basically, you take the fair market value of your property, you deduct $60,000 from that, and then you could pay up to 40% estate tax on whatever that adjusted value is, the fair market value minus the $60,000. Depends on the value of the property, right? You could also pay a 40% gift tax on the value of the property if you gift it to somebody, like your kids, for example. You also have the implications of FRPTA when you sell the property. FRPTA, I know it sounds like some sort of a disease, but I guess it's like a tax disease, but it stands for the Foreign Investment Real Property Tax Act. And basically what this is depending on the value of the property, it's a 10 or 15% withholding tax based on the value of the property, right? So say you sell the property, depending on whatever the value is, the buyer withholds 10 or 15% of whatever the purchase price is. They give it to the IRS as sort of a guarantee of taxes, right? That when the foreign investor then goes to file their tax return, that tax was pre-withheld, and they'll either pay more tax if the tax was under withheld or if it was over withheld, which is generally the case, they would get a refund. Then another thing, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but if you rent the property out, it's by default subject to gross basis taxation, which means whatever rent is received, the renter is or property manager is supposed to withhold 30% of the gross rent, and that's the tax that's due. No expenses, right? Now that can be avoided by making what's called the net election, which is where the foreign investor pays tax on the net rental income, right? And then obviously you have capital gains when you sell the property. If you own it for more than a year, the federal capital gains tax rate is 20%. Now, a proper structure can solve most, if not all, of these tax issues. But if you already own the property individually, and the property's appreciated and you now want to put it into a structure, you're going to have to pay capital gains tax on the appreciation when you put it in the structure, most likely, and also FRPTA withholding is going to apply. So it's a little bit of a nightmare. You know, can cost some tax money. It's definitely going to cost some fees for, you know, the paperwork and all that stuff to get everything transferred. So many foreign investors mistakenly believe that these issues can be solved by investing through like a US LLC or a corporation. This is absolutely not true. In fact, I just had this issue come up with a client. The client who's a non-U.S. person. He thought he could solve all these issues and problems by investing through a U.S. LLC. Now, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of it because it's super complicated, but generally speaking, interests in U.S. entities are considered U.S. property for estate tax purposes. So owning the property through, let's say, a U.S. corporation, for example, is not going to solve the estate tax problem, right? Because there's going to be U.S. estate tax on those shares. Or, for example, if you own it through a single member LLC, those are generally treated as disregarded entities for tax purposes. And so, you know, again, because it's tax transparent for tax purposes, you still have the estate tax. And the same thing goes through a multi-member LLC or owning it through a corporation. So what are the solutions to this? So now that we've covered the problems, let's talk about some of the solutions that I use to help my clients avoid most, if not all, of these tax problems. Now, the three most common structures that I use will help you avoid most, if not all, of those taxes we just talked about. So structure one is owning the U.S. property through a foreign corporation. Structure two is owning the U.S. real estate through a foreign corporation that owns a U.S. corporation that owns the real estate. And the third one is ownership through a foreign trust. So first, let's talk about ownership through a foreign corporation. Now, this is a great structure because it avoids the U.S. estate tax because all the foreign investor really owns is shares in the foreign corporation, right? So the foreign investor owns the shares in a foreign corporation. Foreign corporation owns the U.S. real estate. But the foreign investor, all they own is those shares in the foreign corporation, which is not U.S. property for U.S. estate tax purposes. This also avoids the gift tax if the shares of the foreign corporation are gifted, because again, they're not U.S. property, so they're not subject to U.S. gift tax. Likewise, they're not subject to U.S. capital gains tax if the foreign investor sells the shares of the foreign corporation rather than the foreign corporation selling the real estate itself. Now, this structure does not solve the FIRPTA problem or the gross basis taxation problem because the foreign corporation is still a foreign investor, right? So when it goes to sell the property, FIRPTA withholding is still going to apply and gross basis taxation is going to apply. However, you can make the election to be taxed on the net basis, right? So the net profit from the rental activity. Now, one of the problems with investing through a foreign corporation, however, is if there's no beneficial U.S. income tax treaty on top of the U.S. income tax, a corporate income tax that's going to apply to any income that's generated by the property, there's also something called a branch profits tax, which is an additional 30% of corporate income tax, basically, right? So current corporate income tax rate is 21%, 30% branch profit tax, you have 51% tax, right? Not ideal. Now, if there's a beneficial tax treaty between the U.S. and the country where the company is incorporated that company qualifies for and can use, then you can also avoid the FIRPTA withholding, and you can often get that branch profit tax reduced from 30% to like 5%. Now, this structure is generally most advantageous for investing in investment properties that will not be used personally, especially when there's an applicable tax treaty between the U.S. and the country where the foreign company is located. However, this structure is not great if you plan on using the property personally, like a vacation home, because you should pay the foreign company rent for your use of the property, right? So now I'm going to talk about the second structure, which is ownership through a foreign corporation that owns a U.S. corporation. This is generally the preferred structure if there is no tax treaty. And like the previous structure, this avoids, you know, the U.S. estate tax, because at the end of the day, all the foreign investor owns are shares in the foreign corporation. It avoids the gift tax if the shares of the foreign corporation rather than the real estate or the shares of the U.S. corporation are gifted. And it avoids the U.S. capital gains taxes if the shares of the foreign corporation are sold, right? If the shares of the U.S. corporation are sold, then there is going to be some tax if the U.S. company sells the real estate. But in addition, this structure also avoids FIRPTA because it's a U.S. corporation that's selling the property rather than a foreign corporation or a foreign individual, so there is no FIRPTA. Also, it avoids the necessity to do the net election to avoid the gross basis taxation because it's a U.S. corporation rather than a foreign corporation that is earning the income from the real estate. And because it's a domestic corporation, the U.S. corporation that owns the real estate and generating the income, it also avoids the branch profit tax, that 30% additional tax, right? So that's super beneficial. The downside to this structure, though, is that when the U.S. corporation pays dividends to its foreign parent, those dividends are going to be subject to withholding taxes, which is generally 30%, right? So you pay a $100,000 dividend, you know, $30,000 is going to go to the IRS and only $70,000 is going to arrive to the parent overseas. However, if there's an applicable tax treaty, that can reduce that withholding tax sometimes all the way down to zero. Now, one thing, withholding taxes don't apply to liquidating distributions, right? So if the foreign parent decided to liquidate the U.S. subsidiary and, you know, the assets in that are more, then generally you don't have any tax on the liquidating distributions. So one of the things that happens a lot of time is the U.S. company goes to sell the real estate at a gain. They pay the income tax on that. Now, if they paid a dividend to the foreign parent, there would be withholding taxes. But if the U.S. corporation then just liquidates and transfers all of its, at this point, it'll probably just be cash to the foreign parent, there's not going to be any tax. So, you know, that is one beneficial thing, is that if you structure properly the liquidating distributions, no tax. But like with the previous structure, this is generally not a good structure if you plan on using the property individually, because you need to pay fair market rent for it, right? So for personal use property, my favorite structure is ownership through a foreign trust, right? This is by far, in my opinion, like if you're going to buy a vacation home or something like this, where you're going to use the property personally, usually the foreign trust, in my opinion, it's going to be the right structure. If you structure the trust properly, this is going to avoid U.S. estate taxes, and it's going to avoid the U.S. gift taxes. Capital gains taxes on the sale of the real estate, if it appreciated, though, that's still going to apply. FERPTA is going to apply, right, because it's a foreign trust. You're also going to have the gross basis taxation if it is an income-producing property. But again, that can be avoided by making the net election. So just to recap, the following taxes apply to foreign individuals who own U.S. real estate directly in their own name. You have the potential of a 40% estate tax if you die owning it. You have a potential, you have a 40% gift tax if you gift it to like your kids or somebody. You have FERPTA withholding when you go to sell it. You have 30% gross basis taxation if you don't make the net election. You have capital gains on the sale of the U.S. real estate or the U.S. entity that owns it, if that's ultimately owned by the trust. So like I said, the proper structure can solve most, if not all, of these issues. But if you own the property and it's already been appreciated, you're likely going to have to pay capital gains tax and deal with FERPTA when you contribute it to this new structure. The impact of all of this can be greatly avoided by properly structuring the investment at the onset when you initially make it, depending on the circumstances, right? Through a foreign corporation owning the U.S. real estate, or a foreign corporation owning a U.S. corporation that ultimately owns the real estate, or a foreign trust, right? It all depends on the circumstances. So, like I said, for investment property, the foreign corporation or a foreign corporation owning the U.S. corporation is probably going to be the best option. Which one of those two structures is going to be best largely depends on whether there's a beneficial tax treaty that applies between the U.S. and the country where the foreign corporation is. For personal use property, like I said, a foreign trust is generally the best option. You know, there's a lot to consider when structuring foreign investment into U.S. real estate, but finding the right structure, you know, with some proper analysis and expertise is greatly going to reduce the impact of these U.S. taxes. I actually created a guide to help educate foreign investors on the various structures for investing in U.S. real estate. It's more in-depth than this podcast. It also explores some additional structures that I don't use quite as much and that I didn't cover in this episode. I'll post the link in the description if you want to download it. I hope you found this episode useful, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on Wealth Uncensored, where we help you minimize taxes and protect your wealth for the next generation. If you like our show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. And if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at info@esquiregroup.com. And don't forget to visit Esquire Group's website for more information on how we can help you secure your wealth. I'll be dropping knowledge again next week. Don't forget to join us.